In Ethiopia, it's not executive bonuses that are provoking outrage. It's the sudden shortage of Coca-Cola. The East Africa Bottling Share Company, which produces the soft drink in Ethiopia, shut down operations last week. The BBC's Elizabeth Blunt is in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. And Liz, tell us what happened.
It just dried up. I went to my local depot, which is where they distribute Coca-Cola and other soft drinks in this area. And normally the trucks come every 2-3 days. The red Coca-Cola trucks turn up and unload the crates. They just stopped coming. And of course, it's the whole bottling company's output. So it's not just Coca-Cola, it's Fanta, it's Sprite. All of them simply ran out.
And trace this back for us to sort of the root of it. I mean, this has roots in the financial crisis that people all over the place are experiencing, correct?
That's right. And actually, it probably mostly goes back to the huge leap in the oil price last year. Ethiopia imports all its oil. It doesn't even have a coastline. It's all got to be trucked up. It's all very expensive. This cost Ethiopia huge amounts of money and really drained the foreign exchange. It's the bottle tops that are the problem. It's all in bottles here, not tins. They've got the Coca-Cola. They've got the bottles. They haven't got the tops to put on it. They applied for permission to import them. They didn't get foreign exchange to do this. There's only one factory in Ethiopia that produces crown corks, the Ethiopia, I think it's called Stopper and Crown Cork Enterprise or something like that. It can't keep up with demand. And because there's no bottle tops, there's no Coca-Cola.
Well, what is the practical impact of the bottling company shutting down in terms of people out of work?
It's serious, yes. It's not so much the Coca-Cola employees. I went to the bottling plant. They say they have about 1,000 direct employees. But the little depot I went to, for instance, they have 5 employees. They've all been laid off. The Coca-Cola gets from there to the local cafes and bars and recreation centres by porters pushing wheelbarrows or whatever. They've all had to look for other work. Coca-Cola actually reckoned that something like 150,000 people earn all or part of their living from their soft drinks, from transporting it, selling it, carrying it, collecting the empties, bringing back the crates, everything to do with the distribution chain.
And just to clarify, so that figure that you were giving, is that just for Ethiopia or was that all of East Africa or all of Africa as a whole?
No, it's Ethiopia. It's the figure of 150,000 is the East African Bottling Company here in Ethiopia, how many people they think depend on their products for all or part of their living. And I mean, it really is very dramatic in Africa. Every tiny village with a tiny village shop, the one thing you can nearly always get is Coca-Cola. In fact, somebody had the bright idea when they were talking about distributing oral rehydration salts, the treatment for childhood diarrhea. Somebody said, well, it's quite easy. You use the Coca-Cola distribution system. There's soft drinks everywhere on the continent.
Liz, do you have your own stash somewhere? Is it tiding you over?
I looked in my fridge. I've got one bottle of Coca-Cola in there. I'm not a sweet drink fancier, but there's even worse news. Some of the breweries are starting to be affected as well.
Well, thank you very much. That's the BBC's Liz Blunt missing her Coca-Cola in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Thank you.
Thank you.